Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It looks like it's going to be a good blues fest. Is it June?
Yeah, June 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, mostly at Millennium Park downtown, free. But also, you know, they've just redone the Remova Theater in Bridgeport, and they're going to be doing some of the blues performances there as well, with huge names in blues coming in. It's a really big year with names that they're bringing in. But topping the list is the great Buddy Guy, who's got his own club just, you know, in the South Loop. But he is going to be performing at Millennium Park on the final night of Blues Fest, June 9th. And it's significant because Buddy Guy is in the middle of his farewell tour. He's retiring. So it you know, could be one of the final opportunities to see the legendary great Buddy Guy performing. Blues Fest is June 6th through 9th. And it is absolutely free. Can't beat that.
Buddy Guy is the best. We were talking about this lawsuit involving Hotel California a couple weeks ago. Now the suit's been dropped, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's like it truly is just like a Perry Mason episode where, you know, things are going along and there's courtroom drama. There is testimony from Don Henley of the, you know, the Eagles. And then suddenly, the prosecution announced that they would no longer proceed with the case. Your Honor, we would like to cease the case. We would like to stop the case. That happened because Henley waived his attorney-client privilege and released a whole bunch of emails late in the game. And the judge said that those emails showed an attempt to hide information from the defense attorneys. So the whole thing was called off. Henley's attorney is saying that they still intend on pursuing action in civil courts. Who is Perry Mason's the attorney who always lost to Perry Mason? What was that?
I can see that guy's name. Somebody will remind us.
Perry, you got me again. Why do I keep doing trials against you? I lose every single time.
Sunday night, it's Oscar night, and fortunately for us on the morning crew, it's going to start at 6 Central Time this year, and they are getting their security ramped up, aren't they?
Yeah, it's unprecedented security this year because, you know, every single event that takes place now, you know, has security because there have been either pro or anti-Palestinian protests going on that disrupt, you know, the whatever the event happens to be. It's happening all the time now, and they're trying to prevent that from happening at the Oscars. So they've got, I mean, there's always been pretty good security for the Oscars, but this year they've got chain link fences and barbed wire, and I'm told that they are literally going to have thousands of police officers in place down by Hollywood and Vine, where the event will take place at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles. So we'll see what's going to happen with that, how it will affect the show, how it might affect the red carpets. And as Bob said, everything is going to start 1 hour earlier than usual. It'll start at 6 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock, which means that they should be done by 1 or 2 in the morning, then, if I know them. As usual, I watch so you don't have to. I'll have the full recap for you on Monday morning with the winners and losers and highlights and, you know, who's slapping who, whose dress got torn off, all the usual pertinent journalistic details. Carol Marine would be so proud of me.
Jimmy Kimmel's wife is the producer. I just found that out. That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, and Jimmy is hosting, and yep. I think he does a terrific job. He's one of my favorite hosts of the show.
He does a good job. Hamilton A. Berger will be attending the
Hamilton
Oscars.
Burgers. Yes. Perry, I'm going to get you this time. No, you're not. I win every time.
We'll hear from Millie Bobby Brown and get more entertainment news from Dean coming up momentarily. WGN. Going through the entertainment headlines with Dean Richards, we have a new streaming champion, don't we?
Yes, we do. The Bear was thought to be unbeatable, but it was beaten by Shogun, this new miniseries, which has just begun on Hulu. They racked up, just with one episode out, the first episode in the first week, racked up 9 million views. That makes it the number one premiere of an FX series on Hulu. Some of you may remember the Richard Chamberlain version of that from, I think it was the 1980s when that was originally out. This new one, not only getting a lot of good views, but also getting tremendous reviews also. So if you're looking for something to watch, Shogun on FX is highly recommended.
Yeah, somebody mentioned that to me the other day, and I thought, what? Shogun? That's an old series.
But, right.
They've got it going again.
Everything old is new again.
Yeah, it is. And talking about that, let's talk about Young Sheldon and what they're preparing for that one.
Yeah, they're in their series finale right now. They're going to be wrapping things up in May. And, they're doing some stunts to try to get people to watch. Among them, bringing back James Parsons and Mayim Bialik, who played Sheldon, and Amy Farrah Fowler on the original series, Big Bang Theory. They are going to make an appearance on the finale episode. They're keeping it a secret as to exactly what they will be doing on that finale episode, but they will be on. It's going to be May 16th. This is the first time that any of the original Big Bang Theory stars have made an appearance on Young Sheldon, with the exception of James Parsons, who's kind of been the narrator of the series. You hear his voice on it all the time.
How did your interview with Millie Bobby Brown go?
She could not be more delightful. I don't know what I was expecting, but she was fun. She was. I'm always impressed by these young English actors. They are poised. They are articulate. They're so courteous and so polite. I think that's just part of the British vibe. It's a whole different thing. I really like it because they're very, very, very nice. She was no exception to this. You know her from Stranger Things, the series Stranger Things, and lots of other projects. She's got this new movie that will begin streaming tomorrow on Netflix that's called Damsel, in which she plays a commoner who marries a handsome young prince. Everything seems great until she learns that the prince is the only reason that he married her was to sacrifice her to a fire-breathing dragon, part of an ancient family ritual. Hey, that happens at weddings all the time. I was at a wedding like that one time years ago, and exactly the same thing happened.
Yeah, it's common.
With the fire-breathing dragon. And so anyway, we talked a little about the movie. But she had just been on Jimmy Fallon the night before that I talked to her this past weekend, talking about her engagement. She just got engaged to Jon Bon Jovi's son, Jake, and she told the story. First of all, congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you.
I love the story that you told on Jimmy Fallon.
Thank you.
About the proposal and the ring.
Jake and I bonded over diving. We love diving. We got our diving licenses together. So we go under and we're like many meters down, and he gives me a shell, and I like turn it over and it's a ring. Puts the ring on my hand, and as I go to show him the ring, falls off my finger, plummets. He throws himself. He does a cinematic, like, grab, opens, and he saved the ring.
Isn't it weird to have your
private life, you know, on the pages of the magazine. And I mean, you really sort of grew up that way, right?
It can be daunting sometimes, but I just think I choose what I want to release and what I don't want to release. Yeah. And I think it's the way it's said, right? Like, it's how I want to put the narrative out there and right. how I want to tell that story. And so I felt like last night, you know, it was like a reflection on how I wanted to tell that story.
Is this the most physical role that you've had, you think?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, for me, you know, Stranger Things pushed me, but more emotionally, I guess. Enola pushed me to stunts, but nothing quite like Damsel. Damsel, you know, I had to get hurt a lot.
So
there's like a sense of like, I'm not only working with the environment, but I have prosthetics and I have wounds and blood. And I think that is just, it's just a lot to deal with. And then you're throwing yourself from cave to cave and climbing and jumping and swimming. I mean, it's a lot.
Were these actual caves that you were in or did they create?
They built them in studios. Okay. But when I keep saying they are like caves. Though. Yeah. Like they're just caves in studios, but they're caves.
Isn't that charming? I got hurt.
Sounds very personable.
She's very sweet. Very, very sweet.
Finally,
Damsel.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry, D.
I don't know if I mentioned the Damsel. Her movie drops on Netflix tomorrow. Sorry.
Mattel has come out with more dolls. Who is it this time?
I love this. You know, Barbie is celebrating her 65th anniversary. We told you about that the other day. But now they've put out a series of international stars, powerful women of entertainment dolls. They have a Helen Mirren doll. They have one of Mariah Gomez, who is a British content creator. They have one of Oscar winner Viola Davis, of Japanese model Nicole Fujita, of singer Shania Twain, German comedian Anessa Amani, Australian singer Kylie Minogue, and Mexican director Lila Aviles. And Mattel says that they have created these dolls because they want to empower girls to dream big. Just like all of these ladies have. The fact that they're going to charge you an arm and a leg for these dolls and want you to buy more, you know, merchandise and accessories, that's all, you know, to the side. Never mind all that. Mm-hmm. Don't look behind the curtain. They just want to empower you to dream big.
No Robin Baumgarten doll yet?
No, not yet. Not yet. I think they're still working on the prototype.
Let us know.
For that.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.